Appendix D, meter verification. Calibration is required for master meters and meters used at the point of sale. Personnel who have been certified by an official calibration laboratory or other certifying agency shall perform these calibrations. Non-certified personnel may verify meters and gauges that are not used at the point of sale by means of a master meter or calibrated meter. Non-certified personnel performing verifications on non-point-of-sale meters and gauges should be familiar with proper calibration procedures. The meter assemblies must be tested and flow rates verified for the following conditions. Visual damage, after repair or replacement of any internal parts or meter register, when the meter assembly shows any signs of malfunction. Suspected erroneous readings. The following procedures are for use with meters in tactical fuel systems only. For the purpose of this document, a master meter is a meter that has been calibrated per commercial standards by a certified meter calibration commercial agency, per API or NIST standards. Master meters are used to retest and verify flow rates of any other meter against the master meter at any time in the future. Organizations should coordinate with their supporting maintenance activities for obtaining commercial support for calibration of the meters designated as master meters. The master meters are calibrated annually and kept stored in a dry, indoor location that will avoid any excessive handling of the master meter until it is utilized. The following describes the steps used to test and verify meters using the master meter method. Using fuel storage and tactical fuel system components, construct a master meter testing assembly. Hoses should be the same size as the connection on meter, for example, 4-inch hoses for 4-inch meter. To test a meter assembly, the master meter is normally installed downstream of the meter to be tested. The meters should be installed close to each other, one hose length apart. During the testing, ensure the inlet and discharge lines at each meter are straight for a minimum of 5 pipe diameters before and after the meter. Recommend using a 10-foot section of suction hose for this purpose. Prior to the actual testing, ensure all hose lines are packed, filled with fluid. Once fuel lines are packed with fuel, reset each meter readout to zero, and then pump fluid through the meters at approximately 200 gallons per minute. Gallons per minute can be determined by pumping for 2 minutes and dividing the master meter reading by 2 minutes. If flow rates are over or under 200 gallons per minute, adjust pump RPM, reset the master meter, and run another 2-minute test. Gallons per minute are approximate. If near 200 gallons per minute, proceed with the master meter test. Reset the master meter and meter to be tested to zero. Pump fuel through the master meter testing assembly for 5 minutes. Shut off the flow and compare the reading of the meter being tested against the reading of the master meter. If there is more than a 5-gallon difference in reading, adjust the meter's register in accordance with meter manufacturer's procedures and repeat the test. A minimum of 2 test runs must be performed where each run has a difference of less than 5 gallons.